Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt. And today on our show, we have guests from the Alaska Fine Arts Academy talking about their upcoming show, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged,
which opens on February 15th. And here to talk about it, we have Crystal DeJesus and Andrew Smith. And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, would you like to tell us what part of Shakespeare you're abridging? All of it?
Well, actually, yes, we're going to be abridging everything, down to all 37 plays as well as all 154 sonnets. And we do this in about 90 minutes. In fact, if you happen to come and see it, you'll manage to see us do Julius Caesar in 14 seconds, and other plays simply get mentioned and lost in the entire process of things. So it's
a comedy, obviously.
It is. It's a very fun Monty Python-esque comedy, full of slapstick humor and just full of flying props everywhere. So,
and it's all performed with just three actors, right?
Yes, three actors. There are two young men and myself, which are playing all the parts, and of course, very, as Andrew said, very vaudeville-esque and. We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do try to, you know, capture the essence of Shakespeare, the bard.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, give us, since you are abridging all of his plays, give us an example of how you might do, say, Romeo and Juliet or one of the other more popular plays.
Well, the part I play basically is kind of a narrator part. I mean, everybody moves through the script and does parts of narration. But one of the jokes at the very beginning of the play is that we're going to start with the prologue. And even though Romeo and Juliet shouldn't be done with just three actors, we're going to do it with two. So I sit and kind of throw in bits of narration while the two, they play the nurse, they play the friar, they play Tybalt, they play... You know, the prince, they play everybody. Andrew and Levi play all of those main characters. Of course, they do it in a very, you know, fast pace and, you know, with a lot of accidents.
And, you know, one of the jokes near the end there is that we say to the audience, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do it for you again. And this time we're going to do it for you faster. And that is the entire goal of the entire production, is to do it faster. And so, like I said, some plays simply get mentioned. We turn some into a rap song, and eventually it turns into simply this chaotic mess as you get to slowly see us all falling apart,
yes,
under the stress of performing doing justice to the complete works of William Shakespeare. So,
and you are directing?
Well, I don't. That's an interesting question, simply because with there only being three actors, it's not simply a matter of one person is directing. Crystal here has directed me in several plays over the past few years. We've known each other for quite a while. And I've directed several shows as I've been teaching Shakespeare for the last few years. And so there's been a lot of give and take where it has not simply been, okay, you do this and then you do this and then you do this. It's been a, hey, what if we try this and what if we try that? And there's been a lot of give and take as we've just been throwing ideas at each other. And that's the advantage of having just three actors. There's not a whole lot of direction needed. It's just throw it in. You know?
Yeah, I think collaboratively we work really well together. So it's
Absolutely.
Been, yeah, it's been fun. It's been honestly really refreshing to have, you know, all that creative energy going and working, you know, in our favor when we put this together. So anyway, we probably should have somebody look at it before. I'm just saying.
Well, I know a lot of the show comes from or came from improvisation with some input from the actors. Are you doing any kind of local references in the show? Is it something that people can come see? Or maybe I'm talking... about something you want to keep as a secret?
Yeah, a little bit. But yes, absolutely. You have to keep it relevant. And this show was written, you know, in the 1980s. So you have to modernize it a little bit and put some modern references. And so, yeah, we've been pretty careful about those choices as well. We want to stay true to the script, obviously, and the integrity of the script. Mm-hmm. But it is kind of, you know, conducive to a lot of improv. And it says right in, you know, in the directions that you do need to keep it modern.
That is one of the huge things that we got together and talked about, that was the essential part of this play, is that it had to completely seem natural and relevant, like it was just three people on stage having fun, not putting on a show, not putting on any kind of performance, but simply having fun and trying to keep it relevant and discussing cultural themes, you know, that are relevant to us as Alaskans and as locals.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Christo De Jesus and Andrew Smith, talking about the production of the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, which is opening February 15th at the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts in Eagle River.
And I believe you're doing this actually as a dinner theater production at the Bear Mountain Grill. And how is that going to work with it being a dinner theater production?
Well, actually, the show, again, is written in such a way that there's a lot of audience participation, so it lends itself nicely to a dinner theater. The Bear Mountain Grill has worked with us before on past dinner theater shows, and so there's kind of a system down. There's this playing space, obviously, that works well for us to present the performance, and then it's more of a buffet-style dinner. So it's act one. And then we actually have an intermission set up for dinner, kind of an extended intermission. And then we come back and do act two. So, it's, like I said, it's really, I mean, we utilize the audience throughout the whole show. Right. So.
And one of the main reasons that I think we chose to do it as a dinner theater was, like Crystal said, that there is that aspect of when you're at a dinner theater, when you've got a little bit of something to drink and you got a little bit of food and you're at a table with your friends and you're not in a darkened theater, there's a lot more openness in the audience, a lot more willingness to be participatory. So it's fun.
Andrew, you said you were had been teaching Shakespeare in the school, or?
Sort of, you might say that. About 4 years ago, I went down to the States to take a teaching course on teaching a specific Shakespeare class for homeschoolers. And after that point, I started teaching that class annually and built it up from there into a business that I've been running part-time alongside my actual job, you know, as I've been teaching summer camps and after-school programs and stuff to youth between the ages of about, you know, 10 to 18. And it's been really fun. We've directed several student productions over the last few years in the Valley, and so yes, I have been teaching it, and it's been exciting, especially because of that's one of the reasons that I've wanted to do this show for such a long time, is because I ran into it while I was studying for some stuff that I wanted to teach. I was leading a discussion on Othello, and I was trying to figure out something to go along with the discussion to help them get it. And I was just YouTubing and Googling stuff about Othello and ran into this clip from this show of the rap. And I fell in love with it from that point on. And I've always wanted to perform it. So this is a huge opportunity for me.
That's wonderful. It's been done in Anchorage previously by an incoming group. Unfortunately, I had a ticket to it, and then I had a conflict and didn't make it. So I never did see it. But I can remember when they were here, not too long ago, actually.
Yeah, I believe they were here a few years ago, and they've also been in Fairbanks. It's the actual original company that wrote the play. I think they're less one member, sans one member. But they came up here just this last December too, doing a different show. They did, I think, the Complete Christmas Story Abridged or something like that, and they're very famous for that. They've done the Bible Abridged and
I saw the complete the Christmas show.
Oh yeah,
here in Anchorage.
Yeah. And this is that is the original group that wrote this show back in the late 80s, and they got famous for this show and have written similar shows since, and they're really fun and really
well. The Christmas really play was very fun. I laughed a lot.
And so if you do enjoy those kinds of shows, this is really the perfect opportunity to come and see it. So
it's been a blast for me. And just on a side personal note, I mean, Andrew did say that you know, we've known each other for a long time, and I actually cast him as a Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland when he was 14, and obviously just been an amazing journey with us together, and this is kind of a farewell show for him. He's leaving, you know, he's at that age where he's going to go kind of explore life. And so, you know, this was our final opportunity to work together. So I'm really excited about it. And obviously, I think, you know, for him to be able to build that business up and to be as influenced with theater as I have been, you know, I think it's pretty amazing and testament to what the arts can do. So.
And where are you going? Are you going to try serious acting?
No, I'm actually headed to Utica, New York, to serve a 2-year mission for my church. So it's just me doing something for my own personal beliefs for a couple of years before I head off to explore some even bigger things in my life. And so it has. This has been really exciting for me, and it has been exciting to have Crystal here to do this. We've known each other, like she said, for several years, and we've grown really close over that time. And she actually introduced me to theater, and so this is that last opportunity before I head off for a couple of years and come back. So.
Well, that's wonderful, and Crystal, you're gonna stay.
Yeah, absolutely. I was telling Andrew, we have an amazing theater community here. Mm-hmm. I feel very blessed, and obviously, I've had the opportunity to work with Steve before, and many people, and it's kind of a small community, a small theater arts community, but also, you know, very vibrant and active, so it's really fun.
That's good, and you've got one more show after this before the end of the season, right?
Yes. Well, they are doing Charlotte's Web, which I'll be involved with at the Alaska mm-hmm. Fine Arts Academy coming up. I believe they're doing The Importance of Being Earnest at the Alaska Fine Arts Academy. And then always we're involved with the theater camps that are going on. And so a lot coming up.
Well, we're about out of time, so I want to thank you both for coming, Crystal DeJesus and Andrew Smith, to talk about Alaska Academy of Fine Arts production of The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, which opens February 15th in Eagle River.
Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents Sense and Sensibility, running through February 13th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
In Seward, the comedy Duck Hunter Shoots Angel opens on February the 15th and runs for 3 weekends. Call the Hotel Seward at 224-8001 for reservations. For more information, contact Linnea Hollingsworth at linneahollingsworth@yahoo.com.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of Ashana Madel runs through February 17th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
The Fairbanks Drama Association is looking for 10-minute plays for their spring festival. Entry deadline is March the 15th. There are rules for this contest, so contact Peggy McDonald at 907-456-PLAY or go to pegferguson@gci.net for more information.
Perseverance Theater of Juneau's presentation of Bigfoot and Other Lost Souls is in its last weekend at the Lawrence Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Performances are at 7:30 Friday and Saturday and 4 on Sunday. Tickets and information at 263ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River is presenting The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, opening February the 15th and running through February the 23rd at Bear Mountain Grill in Eagle River. Showtimes are 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to alaskafinearts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.